We're going to find out about a new project coming out of Leadership Napa Valley right now. It's called 100 Kids Who Care, and joining us in studio, Priya Nixon and Valerie O'Pry are both here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for coming in. And Priya, will you get us started? First of all, what is 100 Kids Who Care?
Well, thanks so much for having us. So 100 Kids Who Care, our mission is to inspire the youth of Napa Valley to foster a stronger community through the spirit of giving. And one thing that we've learned in Leadership Napa Valley is that our community has so many incredible resources that support the growth and the health of the Napa Valley. And we've learned that teaching children of these resources and how to give back is really important for sustainability. And so we've decided to come up with this project of 100 Kids Who Care. It's actually part of the 100 People Alliance. So in Napa, we have 100 women and we have 100 men. And we thought, you know what? Let's involve children. And so we've been working really hard to come up with a great idea, and we're so excited to have our first kickoff pizza party. We're having that on April 4th at the Boys and Girls Club. We're so excited to be at the Boys and Girls Club, and that's at 5:30 to 6:30. And really, the goal is just to invite children and youth to come and see what we're all about, and to hear how this group will work. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to it.
That's terrific. As you mentioned, I think a lot of people in the community are familiar now with 100 Women, which was the first group,
right.
100 Women Who Care, and then it was 100 Men Who Give a Damn, because men had to be a little more right. tough with their title. And now this is a natural next step. Valerie, the difference in my mind right away is both of those other groups have been this sort of no-bake, bake sale thing, where mainly it's show up, write a check, and you're very little commitment. Right? But this doesn't seem like kids can't write checks, so how's this different?
Right. So this is less about presenting a large paycheck to a nonprofit. It's a little bit more about fostering leadership and mentoring skills in our youth, as well as learning the spirit of giving. So while the kids will be encouraged to raise $10 to bring to each group, we will also have, with some of our wonderful partners in the community, the ability to help them raise that money, or they can do extra chores at home, things like that. We're encouraging them to raise their own money. And if they don't have the means to do so, then we will have projects and things through some of our wonderful partners like Teens Connect and Boys and Girls Club that will help us to encourage the kids to raise the money. And then they will come together and learn and present their own nonprofit to the group. And so they learn the value of, you know, how to foster their own leadership skills. They have older, the kids are from 5 to 17 in the group, so the older kids can help mentor the younger kids. And it's really all about philanthropy and leadership.
Well, what an excellent thing to get to, you know, gift to the community. Really. I'm always interested, you know, having followed leadership and been in the program in the past and so on, I'm always interested in how groups generate their ideas. Priya, talk about that a little bit. Your particular practicum group, which is a subset of the class, came up with this idea. Talk about the process.
That's a great question. So we have to give credit to Val, because Val was the one who really brought the idea to us. But when we were in our idea stage, we came up with numerous ideas, and really we wanted something that is sustainable, and we feel like this project and this idea is something that has already existed. There are numerous states that have chapters, and so we were able to kind of customize and then build off of what other groups had done, and we just felt like this was, you know, a natural fit. And, you know, as I had mentioned before, we really want children and kids to understand how wonderful this community is and how they can be part of the resources that help make Napa Valley Napa Valley.
And there's a whole psychological component to the connectedness, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. I think this is another way, that's another part of it, is for kids to come together of all ages and to work together. So it just helps to build teams and community groups that can help each other and engage each other. And I think that's a big part of it as well. And then also we're working together with so many other youth-based groups within the Napa Valley, it's just been really refreshing to see how excited other groups have been about this project and how much they want to help. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to have a lot of great partners as well.
I think you mentioned Teens Connect. What other, and Boys and Girls Club obviously are connected with you.
Right.
Who else?
So also the Be Kind Napa, the family and their group has been very excited and very looking forward to helping with our projects. They have very similar goals as well. And then we've had other partners in the community that are donating pizza. We have the Sunrise Rotary. We have a lot of other groups that have just been very supportive of what we're doing and helping with resources. Mm-hmm. As well as the radio station here. So.
And
thank you.
I can add that if you are a nonprofit or if you know one and you're interested in being involved, we have a great website. It's 100kidsnapavalley.org. And we're also on Facebook as well. So that we have all of our events listed and ways to contact us.
100kidsnapavalley.org.
Yes.
Good. I'll jot that down. So who else is in your practicum group?
So we are lucky to have Stephen Miller, Devereaux Smith, and Jessica Penman, and Tony Honorado. And we're such a wonderful group, and we are really vested in this project. So we couldn't do it without each other.
Mm-hmm. There's been a thing about for a long time, people thinking leadership Napa Valley is a cult. I don't know if you've heard that before. What is the deal with this? People talk about it so weirdly, and yet there is a thing that happens in the class as a whole and within practicum groups. Are you finding that, these are like your new best friends and you want to hang out all the time?
Absolutely. We really have fostered just deep bonds already, not only with our class, but as we get to know a lot of other people in the community, it seems like everywhere you go, someone you meet has been in a former class or is alumni. So right. It's really is kind of a big family. And within our class especially, it's just a very tight-knit group. Everybody just brings something different to the table, and it's such a learning experience. Mm-hmm. That's why people recommend it so highly.
Absolutely. So, Priya, what happens after you have your kickoff party? What's the next step?
Great. So after we have our kickoff party, we're having a May gathering to give with pizza as well. And that's happening on May 15th at 5:30 to 6:30 at the Boys and Girls Club. And that's kind of our meeting where we're actually going to be giving money to nonprofits. So we're really excited about that. And you don't have to come to the first meeting, the one in April, to come to the May meeting. Anyone is invited. And again, we have all that information on our Facebook page. Page and our website.
Mm-hmm. And that's important to emphasize. This is because you're having your kickoff at the Boys and Girls Club does not mean a kid has to be in the Boys and Girls Club to participate, right?
Correct.
Open to any youth?
Open and inclusive to any youth within the Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. So for parents, grandparents listening who are saying this is something I'd love my child to get into, they have a chance to do that. Any cost associated for parents and families?
There's no cost associated beyond the attempting to raise mm-hmm. the $10 for the meetings. And we will hold 3 meetings per year, which is a little different than the 100 men and women. We've kind of organized that to be kind of in conjunction with the way school works right. So that the kids, there'll be more kids that'll be available to participate. But it's not a requirement to have the $10. It's suggested. So, and like I said, we're going to try to help the kids that would like to raise the money in another way, be able to do that, but it's not required. And other than that, there'll be no cost associated to the children involved.
Seems like a winner. I can't find anything negative to say about this. I'm sure hard-hitting journalistic questions, but I'm failing. Anything further you'd like to say about it?
Well, we're just so thrilled to be able to share this event and to host our kickoff pizza party. And we just hope to spread the word and to invite everyone to come to our meeting. So
there you have it. Give us the details one more time on the kickoff party, where and when.
All right. So our kickoff pizza party is Thursday, April 4th from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Boys and Girls Club at the Napa Main Clubhouse.
There you have it, Priya Nixon and Valerie O'Pry from Leadership Napa Valley. It's class 32, right?
That's
yes.
Right.
And
that's right.
Tell everyone the name of your practicum group, please.
I've been through the desert on a group with no name.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your time here today. Looks like a great program. Best of luck.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you so much.
Quick break and more to come on Wine Country Live. Don't go away.